Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Na 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 na. Little late. Don't like it. Little late. You tell those guys they get off the air at the right time, the appropriate time, so that this show starts on time every time. 2 o'clock.
There he is. There's
Straight
Craig.
Straight up. That's right. It's a card show.
It took a month, but there you are. What's
I'm just
up?
Saying, listen, you get 10 to 2, do 10 to 2. I get paid to go on the air at 2 o'clock, not 2:01, not 2:02, not 2:03. It's called respect your coworkers out there. You no good discrazions. Oh, we got free tickets to see the Islanders play. That doesn't mean you're popular or anybody wants to talk to you. It means get off the air at 1:55 so the daddy can get on the air and carry your asses for the rest of the day. That being said, hi, Big Mac. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I was at that Islander game. Don't
know. Yeah, I know you were. You didn't even go see the speakeasy.
No,
more of that later on.
Yeah, we'll do that later.
So I wanted to, there's something that's on my mind that's really frustrating me because there's a lot of people telling fibs and selling Wolf tickets out there, and I find it fascinating. Look, is this the greatest matchup in Super Bowl history? No, probably not. Is this the greatest quarterback matchup in Super Bowl history? Probably not. Is this the greatest halftime show in Super Bowl history? Probably not. And we're all going to watch it anyway. Stop the crap. You guys all got to stop it. Whether it's on the radio, on TV, on podcasts, on social media. Stop. We are going to watch 5 hours of pregame. We are going to watch every second of the Super Bowl. And we are going to watch what might become the worst halftime show in the history of the Super Bowl. But let's not pretend like we're not. All these people out there going, oh, I'm going to watch the Turning Point USA halftime. Or I'm going to watch there's a kosher halftime show I heard about this morning. Sid Rosenberg was talking about. Or whatever it might be. Stop. You gotta stop. Look, I saw Bad Bunny last night at the Grammys. Good music. Don't want to hear the guy speak. Good music.
Yeah.
Don't want to hear the guy speak. Okay. I don't care about his political views.
Right.
But to suggest for a second that from, let's be honest about it, folks, from 3 p.m. on, you are going to have the network on anything other than the Super Bowl, you're just lying.
100%.
You're just lying.
That channel's not changing for $8.
For anything.
There's no doubt. No,
I don't want to see puppies. Yeah. I don't want to see pussycats. I don't want to see Turning Point USA, which might be a great concert. I don't want to see the kosher one.
Mm-mm.
I'm just going to leave the station on, whatever channel the Super Bowl's on.
I'm with you. There's no doubt about it. Now, the matchup itself, if you want to get into halftime, I agree with you.
Yeah.
The idea that you have such a strong opinion that you're going to go change the channel and search for anything else, you're
but
full of crap.
But you're not, right?
100%.
Of course
no
you're
one's
not.
Changing. You're doing a million things.
I mean, hey.
It's background noise. Like, you know, you're getting the food reserves ready. You're doing whatever. No one's bothering to say, oh, you know, I'm going to watch the dog show or whatever else is going on at halftime. It's nonsense.
The idea of boycotting. Look, yeah. I'm not a Bad Bunny guy. I couldn't tell you a single song the dude sings.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him at the Grammys last night, win Album of the Year. People seem to really like him. I know he's very popular. I like Spanish music.
Yeah.
I don't care what the guy's politics are.
And I don't think he'll give it to you at the Super Bowl.
Oh, 100% he will.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's going to open up with Ice Out. That's the thing. Ice Out. Like Seacrest was out. Ice is out.
Yeah, I'm different on award show. We'll get into that. Like, I don't want to go to a concert. I don't want to pay money to see you and hear your
political
stuff.
So you'll never see a Bruce Springsteen concert the rest of your life.
Agreed. I don't love that.
Yeah.
But like, if I'm celebrating you and what you do and how you've accomplished success, if you want to take 2 seconds out to tell me what's important to you, I've never gone crazy about award show. I don't want to pay my money and then have politics ram down my throat.
Fair enough.
But award shows, it's about them. We're honoring them. If they want to tell me what they think for 5 seconds,
I don't want to hear it.
I've never had a problem with it.
I always
don't really want to hear it necessarily.
Yeah.
But if there's ever a venue for it, I felt like that's better than when I pay hundreds of dollars to go see you perform the songs I love.
By the way, I'm with you on the second half.
Okay,
yes, if I'm paying $100 to watch you play your 20 hits,
right.
I don't want to hear your politics.
Correct.
Play the music and shut up.
Yes.
I just do what we want you to do,
because
that's why we're all here. We're not here to get your opinion on global thermonuclear war.
Correct.
We're here to hear you sing a couple hits, forget about our life's problems, and then go home and hopefully have sex with our wives.
Exactly.
That's the idea of a concert.
Exactly right.
So like when Billie Eilish last night goes, you know, you can't be illegal if you're on stolen land. All right, sweetheart. Your house was built on Native American land.
Yeah.
I assume you're opening up your front door and letting them come back and take your $14 million property back. Oh, that's right. You don't do that.
Correct.
It's always what's good for everybody else, but not for the gilded few.
Now, you can judge them on their political views or disagree or agree or dislike them because of it. But if I've always thought award shows, that's the one place I'll even tolerate it.
Ugh.
But I don't want to hear it agree with
garbage.
You. And Super Bowl halftime, I don't want to hear it either. But no one's changing the channel.
No.
But now on the actual matchup, if we can for a second.
Sure.
No one. I'm going to watch the game.
Oh, don't sound
I'm
that
looking
crap.
Forward to it.
Yeah.
It's a boring matchup.
No, it's not.
I'm not that
it's
excited.
It's the Super Bowl.
It is the Super Bowl. And we're going to watch it. We're going to get excited about it.
There's a chance you get 40-37.
I hope we do.
In this game. There's
I
a
hope
chance
it's a great game.
You might get 13-12 in this game. I think this game is either a Seahawks blowout or it comes down to the last possession. And if we get a game, regardless of what the score is, that comes down to the last possession, then the fact that going into the game, it might be a sexy matchup, your words, not mine, well, then good for us. But you're part of the problem, if I may.
Okay.
And here's why. Because if all we want every single year is Patrick Mahomes against Matt Stafford or something like that, you know, where we have big name, first ballot Hall of Fame quarterbacks, then why play football? Why have 30 teams?
Right?
Why go out there? Like, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like, if we're not going to get excited or if the matchup doesn't make you moist, well then, gosh, I'm so sorry that Matt Stafford and Drake May isn't an exciting or sexy matchup.
Yeah.
It's the freaking Super Bowl.
It's Sam Darnold.
But what did I say?
Matthew Stafford.
Oh.
But that would have been more exciting.
They didn't win?
No, they didn't win. Damn amazingly enough. No, but you make it sound like this. Seattle and New England isn't new. I know they're new quarterbacks and it's a different team, whatever.
So what do you want? You want Carolina and Chicago?
No, I'm not saying that, but don't also turn around and go, oh, no Patrick Mahomes. It's this. I mean, how many? The Patriots have been in 20% of the Super Bowls played.
Well, whatever.
20%.
Not this
Seattle's
team.
Seattle's just been how many Super Bowls, right?
Few.
Russell Wilson went to two.
Right.
Like, they've been to a bunch of Super Bowls. So you can't portray it as like, oh, it's the new team suddenly showing up. Like, this is great. It's a new
going to be a first-time quarterback.
All right.
First-time Super Bowl champion quarterback.
Yeah.
That's a lock. That's guaranteed.
100%.
You're going to have a first-time coach.
Power.
power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As a coach, obviously for everyone as a player,
right.
But that'd be a storyline. Mm-hmm. First, got to be a coach and a player for the same franchise, winning a Super Bowl. See, I'm one of these guys. It's what I'm looking for. Awesome, that's one of them. Sure, yeah. Fine. But I'm not like a lot of these other affected people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, at the end of the day, a Rottweiler. I'm a dog, at the end of the day. All right, you put food in my bowl, I eat it. You put water in the bowl, I drink it.
Right.
You open the door, I go outside and I take care of my business.
Right.
I'm a very simple person. You put the Super Bowl on, I watch it with glee.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy the Super Bowl because, oh, that's right, it's the freaking Super Bowl. Oh, it's not a sexy matchup.
It's not a sexy matchup.
It's the two worst quarterbacks of all time.
You said that last week.
I know, but the point is, I'm going to watch it anyway. Because that's what I do. You know why? Because if you cut me right now, Mick, if you cut me open, I bleed red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't bleed exclusively red. I bleed like a patriot. Red, white, and blue. But I'm so sick and tired of all these prima donnas on radio and TV. You know, I normally get excited for the Super Bowl, but I just don't like the matchup in this game. It's not sexy. You know, we've been blessed to have Mahomes in there so often the last 8 years that, you know, this is, shut up. Shut up. I'm going to sit on my fat ass, have my wife do her job, and bring me my wings when I demand them, and bring me my Grammy and Cokes when I summon her to do so, and make sure that the laundry's done, and the dishes get done on time, mm-hmm. and she makes sweet, passionate love to me when I request it, and then I'm going to go to bed, come in and work the next day. That's my day. I'm a man. I'm watching football.
Yeah.
And I don't care who's in the damn game. I'm going to enjoy it.
That's it. Men can. That's American
right.
Men aren't allowed to complain.
No.
You can't.
No complaining.
Just because we're all going to watch it.
Yeah.
And just because there's a chance that it's actually a good,
oh, no,
compelling
Bad
game.
Hates you America. Can't.
Well, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. But going into the game, I'm sorry. It's not a sexy matchup.
It's
that's
the
why when
Super Bowl.
You, when you asked me about the tickets the other week, last week, and I gave you a ridiculous number, way too low, laughable, because I don't think, I bet you they're going to continue to sink. I don't think it's that sexy a matchup. That's all.
They're
We're all going to watch it. We're all going to sit there and do all the things you say, other than, you know,
but
demand things from our lives.
I'm going to enjoy it. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy it.
I'm going to enjoy it, too.
You're
going
to sit there miserable.
Going into it, a buildup of the week. Like a whole week.
I'm excited.
Building up to this game.
I love it.
Yeah.
I can't get enough.
We'll see.
You know what? That's what they call me in your show, Captain Super Bowl. Because I'm
that's what they used to call me.
It was Captain Super Bowl. Because everybody knew Super Bowl week. Don't mess around with me. Don't talk to me. It's Super Bowl week. Now, a lot of other things to get to today.
Yeah.
One of the big ones, you get your State of the League today, State of the Union address from the Commissioner Roger Goodell. Over under for you. How many questions about Steve Tisch? And the Epstein list. I don't think a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to set the over-under at 3.5.
Yeah, I was just going to say 4.
Okay,
so you
take the under.
I'll take 3.5. I'll take the over and say there's 4.
Yeah. It's,
but it's not much more than that.
Yeah, but now do you think because the media is afraid to ask him about it, or it's viewed as like a New York story, not an NFL story?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. And it depends on how he down. Like, if his answer is just, I'm not discussing it, I don't know how many times they're going to take... How many times they're going to beat their head against the wall and ask the question?
2 or 3. I think he had a couple follow-ups on it.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, if he just says, I am not discussing it, you know, we don't know all the facts. I haven't spoken to the Giants yet. I haven't spoken to Steve Tisch or whatever his answer is. Like, that'll depend on how many questions there are. But, like, there seems to be a narrative that, like, it's going to get downplayed and the story is going to disappear. I don't know if that's the case.
I don't think the story should disappear, number one.
I don't think it should either.
Number two, I read, as you guys all did, later on Friday, after we were off the air into Saturday, Steve Tisch put out a statement. I will tell you that as someone who's worked, unfortunately, with crisis PR people before, the statement that Steve Tisch put out is one of the worst statements I've ever seen in my life. If you're trying... Or you're looking for absolution of what you're being accused of, or if you want people to think, nothing to see here, keep driving on by, nothing to see here. He came out and said, and I'm quoting now, we had a brief association where we exchanged emails about adult women. And in addition, we discussed movies. What'd you think of Golden Pond? You a big fan? You think Rambo got screwed in the Oscars?
Yeah.
Like, you think those two guys were discussing movies? In my opinion, here's how the movie discussion went.
Yeah.
You see that hot blonde over there at the big rack?
Yeah.
You think you got a spot in your next movie for her?
Exactly.
I'm trying to bang her. It helped me close the deal. That's my interpretation alone of what you talk about movies for. We talked about philanthropy. Oh, is that right? So you're a billionaire. You talked to Jeffrey Epstein about the best places to donate your money. Is that right? Okay. We talked about investments. All right. And then he went on to say, I did not take him up on any of his invitations and never went to his island. All right. Now, nobody accused you of going to the island. And to date, no one has accused you of trafficking in underage women.
Right.
And that is important to know for sure.
Of course.
But you can't come out and say, I didn't take him up on any of his quote-unquote invitations, because that leaves wiggle room. Do you mean invitations to the island? You're not saying that. Do you mean invitations to meet with and possibly sleep with the adult women, some who may have been prostitutes, some who may not have been? Because it certainly sounds like from the emails that we read on Friday that if you did take him up on anything, it was the opportunity to meet women who might be eligible or available for you to have a sexual relationship with them,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to discussing what their favorite Eric Larson book was, right?
Right.
So I just think a terrible statement from Steve Tisch. As we all now know, he was a terrible person and someone I deeply regret associating with. I want to make sure I give the whole letter.
Sure.
So no one can accuse me of not. Look, bad letter. Bad decision, of course, to associate with Epstein. And if I'm the NFL, whether I do it quietly or not, you cannot be the face of the ownership group of the New York Giants. I don't want you in the building for a while. I don't want you at games for a while. I don't want anybody to take a picture with you at MetLife Stadium,
mm-hmm.
or in any conjunction or association with the shield that we all try so hard to protect, which is the NFL logo.
Yeah, no, I think it's – and how does Mara feel about being associated and him face of the New York Giants? It's or one of 45% ownership of the New York Giants. And, yeah, I don't – to your point about the letter, it felt rushed. It felt like he doesn't understand the gravity of the situation. And it also – I don't understand – like, to your point, movies and – is your point we weren't just – our relationship wasn't just – find me women. It was a deeper friendship. Like, is that so? Like, we talked movies. We talked, like,
yeah.
So your point is that it wasn't just this. You actually had a deeper relationship with him. I'll never understand
why
what
go
he was
that way.
Trying to say in those
comments. He was trying to say, you know, look, I talked to him. He's a successful investor.
Who was
I wanted investment advice.
He was convicted earlier before
2013.
We were people back then. I wasn't. I don't know if you were. I didn't.
Like, I never heard his name.
I never heard his name back then. But he was. If you were going to get into a relationship with this guy, he was convicted of underage sex trafficking earlier before 2013, years before. So, like, I don't understand anything of that statement. And, yeah, we're going to find out how the Giants are going to handle it because we had the weekend and no one's really commented it from the Maras. And we're going to find out how the owner feels. But, yeah, the NFL brand, and you said when reading the emails, I'm in an NFL meeting.
That's right.
Like, he is.
And you can't say he didn't take him up on his invitation, because one of the emails is between Epstein and a gal named Katya saying, okay, Jeffrey, I'll be in blue loose pants and a white loose shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled Steve Tisch, Oscar winning producer and Giants owner. I'd love to meet him. Here's my phone number.
Right.
So you did take him up on the invitation to meet gals. Now, doesn't mean they're hookers. I know some were, some weren't. Some gals were being trafficked against their will. We now know that. More of those girls were underage than above age. But it's a lousy apology letter or explanation letter from Steve Tisch. And now my advice would be disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Lay low. No more public statements. If you're the New York Giants, simple. You put out a press release if anybody asks you about it. Mr. Tisch has put out his own statement. That statement will be the statement of record. It has nothing at all to do with Giants football. And we hope that you respect our decision not to talk about it. If you're Roger Goodell, you have to acknowledge that there's an investigation into Epstein that goes on, I guess. But the NFL is sensitive to it. and the NFL will conduct its own investigation. And once we finish our own investigation, we'll decide at that time what's appropriate. But no further comment at this point. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. I mean, those are all the obvious answers.
Correct.
But I thought the first statement from Tish was an obvious one, and they failed at that.
Mm-hmm.
So, crazy stuff. It's Super Bowl week. I'm all pumped up.
I'm excited.
The Knicks have won six consecutive games.
Yep.
We're all the haters now. That trade is still possibly happening by Thursday, but it seems like the latest report is what the owner told us in person 3 weeks ago, and that is, I'd be surprised if you make a major move. Now, Ian Begley of SNY says the Knicks are being very active in this. You've got Chubb Rock at ESPN saying the Knicks are not very active in this. So completely different reports on both ends of the spectrum. So we're going to have to wait till Thursday to see if the Knicks make any kind of move or a big move like the acquisition of Giannis.
Yeah, but what's your gut?
My gut is the Knicks do not trade for Giannis.
I mean,
That's my gut.
It's an overpowering feeling that this is not going to happen.
But by the way, six straight wins.
Yes.
Abused the Lakers last night.
Mm-hmm.
Watched LeBron throw up an air ball from half court because that's what he does. And I don't hear anybody bitching about Mike Brown today. I don't hear anybody bitching about the Knicks today. Six straight. Six straight. And by the way, against playoff teams, five of those six. Six straight. Five against playoff teams. So like I told you 2 weeks ago, don't get crazy in January. Now it's February.
Well,
don't get crazy in February.
Don't get crazy in February either, though. The other way. This has been a roller coaster of a season.
I'm
up and down. Typically in the NBA, you do not see this type of roller coaster season for a championship level team. You typically
by the way,
do
when
not.
You look at me, do you sense anything?
It's just such a...
I know, it's a glare.
It's such an aura.
Thank you.
That I almost don't... I try not to look directly in your
I owe that
face.
To God, obviously. Yes. Well, he blessed me with an aura.
Yeah.
And if I'm blinding you with my aura, you tell me.
Okay.
And I'll put a hat on. Or a hood. Okay, I can't do a problem. Look, less aura.
Wow.
There you go. You're all good now.
It's so much better.
Look, it's Super Bowl week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let you and else talk me off this amazing ledge. Because don't forget, a week from today, guess what we don't have anymore? Football.
Right.
1 week from today
is baseball season.
We have no football. Speaking of baseball season, at 3 o'clock today, my pal doing me a solid, coming in studio to meet his, what's the word I'm looking for? His biggest supporter.
A big supporter.
His biggest supporter.
That's right.
Yankee manager Aaron Boone joins us live in studio. And then right from here, he goes out to Newark, and he gets on a plane, and he goes to Tampa. Pitchers and catchers in how many days? I figured you'd know off the top of your head.
I think they report the 11th. I'm not good.
9 days away.
9 days away.
So we'll do plenty of Yankee baseball coming up at 3 o'clock. Aaron Boone live in studio. We'll start off with all the football stuff. It's Super Bowl week. I don't hear any negativity. I don't want to hear, lousy matchup, not sexy, doesn't make me happy, I'm going to turn the channel. No, you're not. You're going to sit there on your ass like you're supposed to, and you're going to watch the Super Bowl. Here's Charlie in Staten Island. Charlie, how are you?
Greggy, welcome back to the fan, baby.
Listen,
you broke
up,
my
Charlie?
Heart twice.
Thank
you broke my heart twice, Greggy. You do it again, I'm not coming back to you. You got it?
It'll happen a third time for sure. Yeah.
See, Mac, congrats, and don't take
Thank
it
you.
Easy on Boone, all right? Give him some good
don't
questions.
Don't worry about it. You got it.
All right. The only way I'm not watching the halftime is if MTV could give us celebrity death matches, Bad Bunny vs. Ice, and that's it.
By the way, that might be watchable.
Yeah,
I appreciate you, pal. You know, look, yesterday or last night, I guess reinforced for a lot of people, oh my Lord, that's what we're going to get at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This like anti-American, anti-ICE, you know, nonsense. By the way, I think you're going to get some of it, but at the end of the day, he's going to go do a 15-minute concert, right?
Listen, you might get it metaphorically through interpretive dance or something, or wardrobe.
Yeah.
He's not going to take a moment out of the concert to speak about his politics.
Oh, you're so wrong.
I don't think he will.
Oh, you're
Have
so naive.
That? Am I?
He did it last night.
I know, last night at the Grammys. It's different than the Super Bowl.
You don't think that there are people in his life saying, don't pass up on this great opportunity with this great platform to say ice out, anti-ice, or any of that crap that's out there? You know full well he's going to. That's why the NFL picked him. The NFL wants him to say it.
Okay.
The NFL hates ICE also. The NFL is not American. It's not pro-America.
Well,
You know that.
I don't want to get into politics with you, but
the NFL has been the wokest
be.
League next to basketball for the last decade.
But
all of a sudden, the NFL is going to not double down on that.
Those two aren't mutually exclusive.
What do you mean?
Being anti-ice pro America, like there, it's not like a defined. Okay, but anyway, I'm just saying. Like, I don't know if have we seen that. We've seen like production. We've seen metaphorical. We've seen. I don't know if he's going to stand there and give a speech about his politics.
No, not a speech.
I mean, he might say ice out as he leaves or something. Something someone's not going to like.
There'll be something.
Half the audience doesn't like.
I'm not sure what the odds are on this.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee you this. There will be something that a portion of America finds objectionable with the halftime show.
Sure.
Now, to be fair, it could be a grown man dressed in a skirt.
Right.
It could be that simple. But there's, look, he's a divisive guy now. Maybe he wasn't a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, right? But something is going to happen that is going to be divisive to America. Okay. I don't know which side,
right?
But you know full well, when we come in on Monday, one of the storylines is going to be, did you like the Clydesdales in the Budweiser commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, and what'd you think about what Bad Bunny did?
And that's why everyone's going to watch it, because you have to watch
it. Of course.
It's the NFL's half, it's the Super Bowl halftime. It's cultural. Like we all, we all go tell our favorites, our least favorites,
Where's the beef? Right.
Where's the beef?
Right.
Nobody remembers that commercial.
Everybody remembers that commercial.
Do you remember the, you know what commercial I always reference when I hear that
Where's the beef?
Do you remember the gravy commercial, Where's the Lumps?
No.
You don't remember that one?
No.
It's like the two old couples, and it's like, the old woman's like complaining about jarred gravy. And then the old man steps in, he goes, yeah, well, if it's real gravy, where's the lumps?
I never saw that.
And she
one.
Gives him like a dirty look because obviously her gravy
has
lumps in it.
I know Boomer did the same exact show every year.
Yes, he did the commercial show.
Oh, my favorite commercials of all time.
Yeah.
And it was the same show every year, just a different female co-host.
Mm-hmm.
The lumps one never made it.
No, never. You don't remember Where's the Lumps?
Never. Where's the Lumps? Never made it. The Wasabi guys made it.
The
was, like, wow.
What's up?
Wasabi, those guys made it.
What's up?
Yeah, the Clydesdales always make it.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Does the
Talking Babies always make it?
The Apple one where it's like 1984?
That only had once.
Right.
You know that commercial only had a single time in the history of television?
Right.
Yeah, on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, does it make the list of Super Bowl commercials?
I don't know. Yeah,
I think it has to.
I don't think he does it anymore. I think they replaced him with Nate Burleson, which is kind of offensive, right? Like, hey, you took my NFL Today job and you're taking that job? Like,
in Hollywood Squares?
I got E2. 888-808-1019. All your calls coming up. We also have Aaron Boone coming live in studio at 3 o'clock. And I saw your boy Cam Scataboo on a sports field this weekend. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a second. Appreciate you checking us out. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac. More after this.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.